Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCarran Farm Talk recently visited with Daryl Lease, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, to recap some of the positive events of the North Dakota Farm Bureau in 2021.
Well, I think, from an NDFB standpoint, I think we're making progress on getting some more uniformity and more acceptance of livestock production in the state. We still have a lot of work to do. We seem to have a lot of areas that don't appreciate having, livestock feeding operations in their area. And that's one of the quickest and fastest and most effective ways to do value added for our crops we grow here. And we talk about lowering basis and bringing the price up to match just our neighbors to the southeast over here, southwest Minnesota and eastern South Dakota and northwest Iowa. They're all positive basis areas for the crops they grow and because of the local demand they have. And I think that we're making some strides there. It's a relentless effort. Once again, it's a lot of information sharing. And sadly, in that aspect, it's a lot of legal things that we've had to do to address it. But we've had some successes there. And that gets back to the private property rights thing. We advocate for that in a lot of different areas, a lot of different methods of thought when it comes to private property, and a lot of things included in that people don't think about, just the ability to do on your land what you think you need to do or what you might have to do to make a living for your family.
And that brings Farm Bureau's Ditch the Rule program policy that you had a few years back. That might be returning, huh?
We might have to re-engage that whole thing with WOTUS getting kind of coming to the forefront again, the EPA undoing the Waters Protection Act that we did here, a rule that we did with the Trump administration just a couple years ago, which undid the real egregious WOTUS things from 2015 in the Obama administration. They're saying they're going back pre-2015 rule, which is concerning because it's how are they going to come back with the change then, and how many things are they going to change when they come back to it? What we did with the water protection rule, was it perfect? No, it wasn't perfect, but it gave some certainty. It gave some understanding. And that's probably the most important thing we hear is we just want to know that we can do what we're doing without being in trouble tomorrow for it. And so now that's going to go away, and we're going to be back in limbo again, whether we're going to get pinched by the EPA or not. Time will tell, but that ditched the rule. That might have to come back again.
Yeah. All right. Well, all the things we've talked about, Daryl, reasons to join or the organization of your choice, whether it's Farmers Union, Farm Bureau, corn growers, soybean growers, the North Dakota Livestock Alliance, the Stockman's Association. How about hog producers? The price of hogs are coming around here a little bit. It looks like there's hopefully going to be some positive things in the hog world in the upcoming year.
Yeah, now if we could just get my friends that raise corn not to think they need so much for it, but no, it's the hog prices are good, but obviously, our feed costs are up along with that too, but luckily this time we have some price moving up along with the feed price moving up, so it's manageable, but because other times in the hog industry, when the feed prices have went up, our price of our hogs have not always went with it, and that makes things really tight. So that's a positive, and it's the bacon demand. Bacon makes everything better. So that's kind of the demand pushing the hog thing, along with obviously beef prices have went up, which makes pork more attractive for price pointing. Poultry has went up, which makes pork more attractive in relation to that price gets a little closer. So there's a lot of things playing into that hog market, and for me being a pork producer myself. Kind of makes me smile when I see that we can get a little more for those animals.
Again, that was Daryl Lease, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. This is Inside Agriculture.